A series of Pacific Air Force's direct training exercises is happening in the airspace over the stretches from Fairbanks to Delta. Red Flag Alaska began last week. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, the simulated combat mission is the second largest in the Red Flag's 16-year history.
If you're an aviation enthusiast, there are a few weeks each year when the runway at Eielson Air Force Base is just the place for you. This week, F-22, F-16, F-15, and A-10 jets are lining up for takeoff. There are also enormous air refueling tankers, Army helicopters, and a host of support vehicles. It's all part of a simulated war scenario, which includes the rescue of a downed pilot.
So a lot of coordination goes on to make that happen.
That's Red Flag lead planner, Major James Mixon.
Within the exercise, within the large fight, he now simulates that this guy went down his parachute. There will be someone else there replicating that, hey, I'm shot down, please get me. And he'll get picked up by one of those helicopters.
Major Mixon says this Red Flag could have been the largest exercise yet, but real-world events kept some international partners from participating.
So an example would be like the British. They are having the Olympics, and they're going to be moving. They might have to move where they're going.
This is a year of firsts for Red Flag Alaska. For the first time, the Polish Air Force is flying their F-16s in the mission. It's also the first time U.S. Air Force participants have flown alongside Germany's combat fighter jet, known as the Eurofighter Typhoon. Red Flag is a unique experience for foreign allies invited to take part. The airspace that stretches over interior Alaska from Fairbanks to Delta is the largest in North America. German Air Force Colonel Andy Pfeiffer says it's among many of the new opportunities his pilots experience.
When you look at the airspace here, it's about the entire airspace of Germany. And the other issue is a base like Eisen. There's no way that you would find in Europe any airbase which could place so many jets. And the benefit out of briefing and debriefing is just so tremendous for us in terms of experience, of progress, of lessons learned, that this is probably for us the most important issue.
The U.S. Air Force developed Red Flag based on lessons learned during the Vietnam War. Lieutenant Colonel Phil Stodick commands Eielson's 18th Aggressor Squadron. Those F-16s painted with camouflage stripes are playing the enemy role in the simulation.
What we've seen historically from Vietnam and from other studies is that if a pilot can get through 10 missions, that's where they have the best chance of survival. And so that's what we try to get here out of Red Flag, is get those new guys their first 10 combat missions. In addition, we're teaching package commanders here, so they're leading the overall exercise. They're leading the charge, and we're getting those guys their training as well.
The Air Force plans 2 to 3 years in advance for each Red Flag. Training exercises last for roughly 2 weeks. More than 100 aircraft are participating in this round, with support from Fort Wainwright Army Base in Fairbanks and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson near Anchorage. 2 more rounds of exercises are scheduled in August and September. At Eielson Air Force Base, I'm Emily Schwing.